If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Well, this isn't a new debate, by the way, but there is a viral video out there about reclining your seat in an airline. I'm allowed to put my seat back viral video of airline passenger defending her right to recline has divided the internet this week. Many of the women's defenders admitted to being pro-recline, but largely noted that if reclining a seat wasn't allowed, then airlines wouldn't install airline seats with that option. Well, duh. I mean, the airlines are complicit in this, and they do seem to generally look the other way. They know full well, certainly the airline attendants that walk up and down the aisle, they know that that's a sore spot for a lot of us. But I don't see them engaging in it too much. And if they had to referee it, I don't know if you've been involved in a situation like this, but I think they would have to defer to the person who sets their seat back into the knees of the person behind them, because that's the way the seat is designed. You have two options. I've always felt it's just so inconsiderate to the person behind me that I always sacrifice my comfort for theirs. Why? Because I'm a saint. Also because I don't want to get into a conversation with the person behind me. More painful to me than sitting upright would be having a conversation with the person about the fact that I'm in their lap now. So I never put my seat back. I don't know if that makes me a good guy or just a coward. An unbeknown woman with a southern drawl is at the center of a raging online debate over reclining airline seats, which was started by a TikTok video. What else should I tell you about this? Most people who've watched the 11-second clip of an irate young woman on a disembarking plane. So this would be the people getting off the plane. So they're done with their flight, arguing with the people sitting behind her. She's arguing with the people that are sitting behind her. And they're complaining that for the whole flight, she was jamming her seat into their knees. She's mad that she was kneeing the back of their seat. And at the end of the flight, this is what happens.
The whole trip, she pushed my seat. I'm allowed to put my seat back.
Yeah. She's standing there yelling. Just get off the plane, everybody. In the footage, the frustrated woman says that the whole trip she's pushing my seat. So she's complaining that the people behind her are pushing her seat up with their knees. And in a perfect world, the person taps her on the shoulder and says, "Hun," maybe they don't say "hun," probably a bad way to start this conversation. But they say, "Hey, listen, ma'am, that's really uncomfortable for me. I'm 6'7", or I'm eating, or could you help me out here?" But I don't think that fixes it. I'll bet 1 in 10 times that helps. And 8 out of 10 times it makes things worse. And the other 1 out of 10 times it's neutral. But I don't think that that's a conversation. That's a situation that a conversation will resolve. I don't know. You need to tell me how you've managed that and what has happened. If I'm the king, I think I have to defer to the person who's putting their seat back if they so choose to. Like, if one person's upset, I'm going to have to side with the person that puts their seat back because the seat's designed that way and the airline allows it. But if I were the king of making airplanes, I would make it so that when the seat reclines, there's more space for the person behind them. And this means we're going to lose a row or two of seats, but better that than we all have to fly uncomfortably. Why is it that we put up with that? Not that you have a choice when you get on an airplane. Airplanes are what airplanes are. What are you and I going to do about it, right? But this whole situation sucks. And then you get a deal like that. So how have you managed that? 312-981-7200. What do you know, Pete? The lines just lit up with people when you ask them, are you a recliner or a straight-upper? At the end of the day, you have to side with the recliners because it's allowed. and people get to be inconsiderate. It will always be inconsiderate when you do that, but you're allowed to be. Susie, you're on WGN. I hope I've offended you. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
I have two. Hi, John. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have two suggestions.
All right.
One, the airline should require everyone to put their seats straight up when they're serving food.
Yep.
It would eliminate one.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Susie. What else you got?
And the other one is, which can't apply to everybody, is if you want to eliminate all issues and fly first class.
I recommend that. Yes.
And the other issue, which would eliminate not the recliner, but the person, one person, would be bulkhead. Then they don't have, they have more leg room. You can't always get it, but if you call when you make a reservation, you can request it.
Yeah, some of the airlines charge an extra for that.
The seat where you, you know, can help people disembark if there's, God forbid, a crash or something.
Well, Susie, thank you for the phone call, and you're right about some of that. And I would say this, nowhere else is the difference more stark between the haves and the have-nots than on an airplane. When you get on the airplane, if you turn left, it is Shangri-La. It is so nice. You hope that the flight is, you know, somehow delayed, or it's a long flight because you got your own TV and your own little egg that you're sitting in with all kinds of shelving, and you can take a nap, and the beverages are great. And if you turn right, you're sitting next to a lady holding a chicken, and somebody's got their seat in your lap, and you're trying to eat a Salisbury steak. It's that way on a lot of the flights I'm on. And I've sat on the left side of that curtain, and I've sat on the right side of that curtain. And the left side is awesome. Paul, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? You're on the air, Paul.
Yes. Hey there. I have a herniated disc. So for me to sit straight for 15 to 20 minutes just by itself starts to cause pain. It really helps being able to recline those 2 inches you get to go back. Now, the people behind me, they can recline their chair back.
That's true.
I cannot unherniate my disc.
Now, So what I've said may sound insensitive to you because I said it's rude if you put your seat back. But in your case, clearly it's not. And I suppose, do you ever do this? Do you ever turn to the person behind you when you get on the plane and go, hey, listen, I've got a herniated disc and I'm gonna recline, just so you know. I don't mean to be rude, but I can't fly otherwise.
So I used to fly all over the country for work. And anytime I got on the plane, I would turn around, talk to the person behind me, and say exactly that. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but
here we go. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and if I could say one other thing, is that what if I paid for business class? One of the things of business class is you get an extra 2 inches to recline back or 4 inches to recline back. Yeah. Do you still not get, it's not first class. Do you still, are you still not supposed to recline, even though that's part of what the perk of paying for that?
I know. Wait, I paid extra to recline. And no, and the guy behind you goes, no, I paid extra so you don't recline.
Right.
So it's like, a damned if. Well, I didn't know there were many people like you, but I'm glad there are, Paul. I wish you well. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Rosemary, it's your turn. You're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Hi. I just came back from Italy with my best friend of 60 years and my niece and goddaughter.
Yeah.
And my goddaughter got stuck behind an idiot that had his seat reclined through the entire 7-hour flight. And when she was trying to eat, she had just had it. And she tapped on his shoulder and said, sir, could you please unrecline your seat so I could eat my dinner? And he very promptly said, no, I'm not. Now, I'm a small person, but these seats have gotten progressively smaller. I would not think of reclining my seat as a courtesy to the person in back of me.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
She just had a miserable trip until she finally fell asleep, and I felt so bad for her. but I think the airline should not have a reclining option in the economy section, because the economy is like a mousetrap. It is like people to people, your knees to the seat. It's gotten, and their rates aren't a whole lot cheaper. I mean, we pay almost $1,000 a ticket for this, this trip.
And I would add to that this, especially if it's a long flight, like economy, yeah, but especially if we're going to be in economy for coming back 7.5, 8 hours. I mean, already, you know?
Yeah. But I couldn't believe he could be so rude as to not let her eat without her knees in her face.
Did you all contemplate ordering a milkshake and dumping it on his head or something like that?
That would have been a good idea, because he had a baldy sour. He was bald as a cue ball and ignorant as all.
Rosemary, thanks for the call. Of course, if she had done that, then she would have been the next viral video, and that's what got this whole thing going. John, my solution is a couple of stiff drinks prior to boarding the plane, and then I fall asleep and I don't need my seat leaned back at all. John, a slight tipping back is fine. Just be considerate and don't push it all the way back. That's just plain rude. 262 said, the right side of the plane, lean back. The left side of the plane, no lean back. Okay, I guess so. So if everybody is leaning back, the thing is, though, if you lean back and I lean back, that doesn't change the fact that you're in my lap now. So I guess it's sort of like pay it backwards. If I've admitted that I'm going to be rude to the person behind me, that person admits they're going to be rude to the person behind them. That then everybody's getting the equal treatment. And then all of the other people who want to sit up straight and not have somebody, okay, I'm getting that now. I'm feeling you on that. John, I have not traveled by plane or automobile since the world has lost its mind. These are first world problems, and the American entitlement mentality is too far gone. Well, I don't know about the second half of that, but I do know we've all lost our minds. King John, no reclining on planes. It is simple. No reclining on planes. Pete, do I have another 90 seconds here? Are we still moving along, or do I got to take a break? Keep talking? All right, let's pick up another phone line. How about Leanne? You're on WGN. Leanne, what can we do for you?
Hi, I got the solution, King John.
Okay.
All we need is for the chairs to be re-engineered so that when you lean yours back, it immediately also moves forward, so it jams your own knees into the people in front.
Right. If we got to create space, it'll be on you.
Exactly. So you just need to get on the phone to Boeing and Airbus and work that out for us.
Are you an engineer? That's the damn smartest thing I've ever heard.
I know. I'm so excited. It hit me listening to you. So you are the root of all invention.
The root of all invention. Boy, I've been called a lot of
because
things, but not
that. Because creating thought.
No, that's what we try to do here. We think big thoughts so you don't have to. And you thought the biggest one of all, Rosemary. Thank you for the call.
Nobody does it better than you. Thank you. Bye.
How about that? Fred, you want to jump in here? You're on WGN. What can I do for you? Hi.
Yeah, John. I just wanted to make a comment about that guy you just talked to a minute ago, the herniated disc.
Yeah.
When I heard him say that he traveled all over the country on business. So did I. And 37 years, and he doesn't sound like he's ever done anything about the herniated disc. 37 years ago, I had a badly herniated disc, and I went to an excellent neurosurgeon at Central Tonnage Hospital, and he fixed it. So, you know, there's lots of good treatment options for herniated discs these days. I don't know, understand why he lives with it.
Yeah, now that you mention it, a herniated disc is something, I don't know what his situation was, but I understood his point. At least he tried to be kind to the person behind him. But, dude, get a doctor.
Exactly. Exactly right. My point.
Fred, thanks for the phone call. If that guy's listening, please see a physician.